Chapter 2. Creating a Togetherness Agreement. In 2016, a home designer in the Netherlands introduced a new concept for a floating prenuptial house. Its purpose, in our opinion, is rather ominous. According to a Design article by Jessica Mayers, the units, designed like two Tetris shapes, break apart so unhappily married occupants can cast their spouses adrift. We call that planning to fail. What if you turned that idea upside down and took the two separate Tetris-like shapes of your financial house and secured them firmly together? Instead of planning to fail, you could carefully orchestrate your financial circumstances into an interlocked design that would merge your lives and financial future. We call that planning to succeed. In this chapter, we'll introduce you to the Togetherness Agreement, or TA, a strategy that brings clarity to some of the most emotionally charged issues for couples while reaffirming their commitment to the permanency of their marriages. Togetherness agreements, which can be created before or after you marry, are not for every couple. But if created in the right spirit, they provide a framework for a detailed vision of an optimistic future together. Financing togetherness. Marcus and Alyssa were ready to take the plunge. Both had been married before and both had kids, and now they were excited to plan a life together. Still, marriage was a scary proposition. Kids, schedules, ways of doing things, money, future plans. There were lots of things they knew they needed to discuss and plan for, and also plenty of issues they'd have to figure out as they went along. The week after he and Alyssa got engaged, Marcus went to breakfast with his friend Steve, who had been through his own divorce and remarriage a few years before. "You need to make sure you do a prenuptial agreement before the wedding to cover your legal bases," Steve advised. Marcus hadn't considered this before, but Steve's advice sounded like a normal thing that any wise person would do. So later that week, when Marcus met Alyssa for lunch, he raised the issue. Alyssa was a manager in retail and smart about financial issues, so Marcus reasoned that she would quickly agree that this was a good idea. As their waiter brought their food, Marcus casually said, "Steve suggested we make a prenuptial agreement, just to take care of details and plan ahead." "What?" Alyssa's expression was shocked, and then angry. "If you aren't committed to this relationship and to combining our families, then maybe we need to rethink the whole thing." With that, she stormed off to the bathroom. When Alyssa returned, things were very tense. Marcus didn't mention the prenup again. They got through lunch and each went on with their day. Later, Alyssa met with her friend Maria to talk about planning the church's women's retreat. "Is anything wrong?" Maria asked. "It seems like something's bothering you." Alyssa told her friend, who had also been divorced, about Marcus's prenup comment. Maria's eyes flared. "Why would he say that? Just so he can divorce you and leave you high and dry?" Alyssa and Maria aren't alone. For a lot of people, the word prenup is nothing but negative. Basically, we agree. But perhaps there is something within the idea that is worth salvaging. Making a detailed plan for your future is a good idea. You just need to do so in a way that facilitates togetherness. A prenuptial agreement is